Russian folk tale, Masha and the Bear. Once upon a time, there was a grandfather and grandmother. They had a granddaughter, Masha. Once a girlfriend gathered in the forest for mushrooms and bears. They came to invite Masha with them. "Grandpa, Grandma," says Masha, "let me go to the forest with my friends." Grandparents answered, "Go, just keep out with your girlfriends or you will get lost." The girls came to the forest, began to collect mushrooms and berries. Here's Masha, tree by tree, bush by bush, and she went far, far away from her girlfriends. She began to smile, began to call them, and the girlfriends don't hear. Masha walked through the forest. She got completely lost. She came to the very wilderness. She sees there's a hut. Masha knocked on the door. They don't answer. She pushed the door opened. Masha enters the hut, sits down and thinks, "Who lives here? Why can't anyone be seen? And in that hut, where lived a huge honey after all. Only he wasn't at home then. He was walking in the woods." The bear returned in the evening, so Masha was delighted. "Aha," he says, "now I won't let you go. You're going to live with me." Masha was upset, grieved, but nothing can be done. The bear will go into a forest for the whole day, and Masha is being punished not to leave the hut without him. "And if you leave," he says, "I will catch you anyway, and then I will eat you." Masha began to think how she could escape from honey. There's a forest all around. She doesn't know which way to go. There's no one to ask. Once a bear comes from a forest and Masha says to him, "Bear, bear, let me go to a village for a day. I will take gifts to grandma and grandpa." "No," says the bear, "you will get lost in the forest. Give me the goodies, I will take them myself." And that's what Masha needs. She baked pies, took out a big, very big box and said to the bear, "Here, look, I will put the pies in this box and you take them to grandpa and grandma." "Yes, remember, don't open the box on the way. Don't take out the pies. I will climb the oak tree. I will keep an eye on you." "Okay," the bear answers. "Give me the box." Masha says, "Go out on the porch, see if it's raining." As soon as the bear came out on the porch, Masha immediately climbed into the box and put a dish of pies on her head. The bear returns, sees the box is ready. He put him on his back and went to the village. He walked, got tired and said, "I will sit on a stump and eat a pie." And Masha is out of the box. I see, don't sit on the stump, don't eat a pie. Bring it to grandpa and grandma. "Look how big it," said Honey. She sees everything. He picked up the box and went on. He walked, stopped, sat down and said, "I will sit on a stump and eat a pie." And Masha is out of the box again. "Don't sit on a stump, don't eat the pie." The bear was surprised. That's how Connie, sitting high, looking far away, got up and went quickly. He came to the village, found the house where Grandpa and Grandma lived, and let's knock on the gate with all our might. "Knock, knock, knock, unlock it, open it, I brought you some goodies from Masha." And the dog smelled the bear and rushed at him. They were running from all the yards, barking. The bear got scared, put the box at the gate and set off into the forest without looking back. "What's in the box?" Grandma says. Grandpa lifted the lid, looks and doesn't believe his eyes. Masha is sitting in the box, alive and well.